USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats say, you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
At a Jacksonville, Florida rally last night, President Trump makes his case for filling a Supreme Court vacancy before Election Day.
Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
Trump will announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Today, Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. One of two Louisville cops shot during protests on Wednesday out of the hospital less than 24 hours later. He was shot during a protest that broke out over a decision not to directly charge any officer with the killing of Breonna Taylor back in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more, I'm exercising more, I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The powerful head of the Vatican's saint-making office, Cardinal Angelo Becciu, has resigned suddenly from that post, renouncing his rights as a cardinal amid a financial scandal that has reportedly implicated him indirectly. The Vatican providing no further details on why the Pope accepted his resignation in a statement issued late Thursday. President Trump applauding news that Pac-12 college football's back on. The conference now set to kick off a seven-game season on the 6th of November, reversing a decision to not play because of COVID concerns. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says after securing daily testing for athletes and being given the green light from state and local health officials, they voted unanimously to lift a moratorium on competition.
We know how badly our student-athletes want to compete, but that we would only do so when we felt that we could do so safely.
The president tweeting congratulations to players, families, and coaches for getting back on track. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former President Barack Obama stepping up to support the Democratic ticket as he's scheduled to join Kamala Harris for two virtual fundraisers next Friday. It'll be their first event since she became Joe Biden's running mate. The two holding a similar fundraiser over the summer. Anyone will be able to join for a donation of just $1. Florida prosecutors have dropped charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 79-year-old had been accused of soliciting prostitution at a day spa in Florida in January of 2019. So what about the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration this year? In the face of the continued pandemic, well, as you might imagine, it's heading online, according to Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance, who says the ball drop is still very important.
Of course, these are very different times, but we knew that it would be completely inappropriate to have huge crowds in Times Square, not to mention the fact that neither the mayor or the governor would allow it properly. But we said it's also very important. We're all going to want to say goodbye to 2020.
Tompkins says only a very small group of people will be at the scaled-back celebration in person. The owner of One Times Square, where the ball actually drops, created an app so people can enjoy the virtual experience. You can enjoy us in a virtual sense online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.